hello, loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love, bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance, that might have been. Bye-bye, love, bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love, bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Hello, emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
Sometimes I think it's hanging down on me, and it's a hitchhike 100 miles. I'm a ragamuffin child, pointed finger, painted smile. I left my shadow waiting down the road for me a while. Cloudy, my thoughts are scattered and they're cloudy. They have no borders, no boundaries. They go and they swell from Tolstoy to Carmel, down from Berkeley to Carmel. I've got some pictures in my pocket and a lot of time to kill. Hey, sunshine, I haven't seen you in a long time. Why don't you show your face and mend my mind? These clouds stick to the sky like a floating question, why? And they linger there. And my friend, neither do I.
Box. 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on,
and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she faded in the night, like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. I threw a pebble in a brook and watched the ripples run away, and they never made a sound, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Hello, 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 hello. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. That's all there is. And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Funniest thing I've heard all night.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my bowl, taking movies, relaxing a while, living in style, talking to a raisin who occasionally plays L.A., casually glancing at a toupee. Wish I was an English muffin, about to make the most out of a toaster. I'd ease myself down, coming up brown. I prefer boysenberry more than any ordinary jam. I'm a citizens for boysenberry jam fan. If I become a first lieutenant, or would you put my photo on piano? To Mary Jane, best wishes, Martin. No, the Roger draft died, you're leaving by the basement door. Everybody knows what he's tippy-toeing down there for. Thank you.
have our friend Al Cooper in the sound controls for us tonight. We've given him special instructions for our next song. This is a 400-year-old piece of church music, which is a favorite of ours. It's a two-part setting of a Benedictus that comes from the church mass, which we sing in Latin, originally set by an Italian named Orlando de Lasso, but redone by us. So this is our version.
The sun shines through the curtain lace, and shadows wash the room. And we sit and drink our coffee, couched in our indifference like shells upon the shore. You can hear the ocean roar in the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs. Borders of our lives. And you read your Emily Dickinson, and I my Robert Frost, and we note our place with bookmarkers that measure what we lost. Like a poem poorly written, we are verses out of rhythm, couplets out of rhyme, in syncopated time. And the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs are the borders of our lives. Yes, we speak of things that matter with words that must be said. Can analysis be worthwhile? Is the theater really dead? And how the room has softly faded, and I only kiss your shadow. I cannot feel your hand. You're a stranger now unto me, lost in the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs in the borders of our lives.
Can't move the mic. There has been a change of identity or roles in our group. Formerly, well, it was undefined, but now it seems that we've just, the press has given it to us, and in our new capacity, I am now the heavy of the group. I make nasty comments and kick kids and do things like that. And art has now become our sex symbol for this group. One newspaper referred to him as a frightened gazelle. So at this juncture, the frightened gazelle will sing for Emily whenever I may find her.
Girl, oh,
God bless you.
Train is nearly due, the underground is closing soon, and in the dark, deserted station, restless in anticipation, a man waits in the shadows. His restless eyes leap and scratch at all that they can touch or catch. Hidden deep within his pocket, safe within his silent socket, he holds a colored crayon. From the tunnel's stony womb, a carriage rides to meet the groom and opens wide and welcome doors, but he hesitates, then withdraws deeper in the shadow. And the train has gone suddenly, on wheels clicking silently, like a gently tapping interlude. And he holds his crayon rosary tighter in his hand. Now from his pocket quick he flashes the crayon on the wall. He slashes deep upon the advertising. A single worded poem comprised of four letters. And his heart is laughing, screaming, pounding the poem across the tracks, rebounding. Shadowed by the exit light, his legs take their ascending flight to seek the breast of darkness and be suckled by the night. Thank you.
A vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. Disturb the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls and whispering the sounds of silence.
Say that Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society
a banker's only child. He had everything a man could want, power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. Papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his parties, the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. He freely gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night, and he put a bullet through his head. And I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey.
Sat on their park bench like bookends, a newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes of the high shoes of the old friends. Old friends, winter companions, the old men lost in their overcoats, waiting for the sunset. The sounds of the city sifting through trees settle like dust on the shoulders of the old friends.
Can you imagine us years from today sharing a park bench quietly? How terribly strange to be 70.
Old friends, memory brushes the same years, silently sharing the same fears. Thank you.
time it was a time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.
Place. his knees. An angry mob held along. They shot my brother dead because he hid what was wrong.
Brothers